Marathon. With municipal budgets and other financial matters on the go, a growing number of municipalities are exploring the viability of a municipal accommodation tax, MAT, in an effort to fund tourism initiatives, developments. Marathon. Where a municipal accommodation tax was implemented in January 2019, is now looking to increase their municipal accommodation tax rate from 4% to 6%. The current rate at 4% generates around $140,000 annually for the municipality, but a 2% increase would raise that amount to $200,000 a year. At their regular council meeting on January 29, Marathon's chief administrative officer, clerk, Daryl Skorczynski, noted that 50% of the revenue generated by the municipal accommodation tax is paid to eligible tourism entities, including any establishment where accommodations are provided such as bed and breakfasts, hotels, motels, hostels, and more, for the exclusive purpose of marketing tourism. The other 50% contributes to municipal priorities such as recreational development and maintenance. Skorczynski recommended that the 50% of MAT revenue the municipality receives should be put towards repairing and upgrading Marathon's active living center. Marathon's town council approved Skorczynski's recommendation and ratified a bylaw to implement the rate increase as of March 1, 2024. Kaun. Ray Lake observed that raising the MAT rate is only fair considering how other communities benefit from visitors traveling from Marathon. We live in a municipality where if you have to go to a major hospital or go for tests you're staying in a hotel in Thunder Bay where you're paying the MAT to Thunder Bay. It's nice to have a tax revenue when people are coming into a municipality, not into a residence. I think because of where we live, in general, we pay more MAT tax as we travel more than anyone else in Ontario because we have to leave this community. I'm happy to return the favor by taking some of that money back, Lake said. Meanwhile, Kaun. Todd Wheeler questioned whether or not Airbnbs fall under MAT regulations. Skorczynski responded by pointing out that precedents have been set in other municipalities across Ontario that council and staff, including Marathon's new bylaw officer, are referencing as they work to draft a new version of the MAT bylaw in Marathon to capture more of those short-term rentals. While no date was given on when a newly drafted bylaw will be presented to council, Skorczynski reassured those in attendance that it is something the municipality is actively working on. SN NewsWatch.